runway 4 was in use, somebody would come in, maybe familiar, maybe not familiar with the airport, come in, get past the midpoint, so they'd have to back taxi to the midfield. Meanwhile, if you had somebody come in that was especially not familiar with here, that really, they were expecting them to pull off and not expecting them to come back. I don't know if there's something we can put on the ASOS to advise.
We can't do that with the ASOS.
Okay. Because it just seemed like a dangerous situation. Somebody's expecting the airplane to pull out or pull off. He's coming in to land. Next thing you know, he's headed back at him.
So hopefully they're on the frequency and listening to the radio.
True. Yeah. But I think this was a student pilot out of Dell State that was coming in on top of another pilot, and he's focused right there at the numbers, and he wasn't looking down the runway to see the previous aircraft turn around and coming back. So I didn't know from a safety standpoint if there was anything that could be.
Yeah. We're doing what we can with NOTAMs and everything else. Let's see, Taxiway B, the runway extension project, we opened bids last Friday. Mumford & Miller was the apparent low bidder at about $3.1 million. We're going through the process right now of, vetting their bid, making sure they've met all the requirements, and we're also negotiating a construction management contract with our engineering consultants, and we'll put together the bid or the grant application. We'll probably have the grant in hand by the end of June, and hopefully to start construction in August, maybe.
August.
But we're pushing ahead as far as we can. The FAA has got the money programmed. It's just a matter of us requesting it now, and there are some things we have to do now that we have the bids and so on before we can make that request. So.
And that's the 500-foot extension.
That's a 500-foot extension, and it includes about 38 acres worth of tree clearing and obstruction removal. It also includes new runway edge lighting for 422. We'll convert that to LED lighting, moving pappies around, displacing thresholds, and that kind of thing. And also the beginning of a MALS system, the in-pavement fixtures and some other things out to Park Avenue, which the second phase of that project, when we come back in and do the overlay of the entire runway and that 500 feet, we'll put up the remainder part of the approach lighting system. So
we don't use Delta Airport Consultants any longer, right? That's with, yeah. Is it Landmark?
Our consultant right now is Urban Engineers out of Philadelphia. They use Landmark JCM for their
site work and environment.
Right. And Aurora Engineers for their electrical work. So that's the runway project. We also have another project to convert the runway edge lights on 1028 to LED. We're in the process of receiving all the light fixtures and bulbs or whatever we get with that right now. And I don't have a good time to tell you when that's going to happen, but as soon as we get all the parts, county people will go out and make the changeover on those lights. And that's a fairly quick process. So.
No plan for the 422?
422 is part of the 500-foot extension. We'll get LED lights.
Oh, good.
Runway
and
lights.
We moved it up after hearing the comments. We were able to move it up in the package one, if you remember, when we were talking a couple meetings ago, you were concerned about it being package two, so we were able to manipulate it and put it in package one, so it'll be up and running even that much sooner.
Yeah, I know. Very good. I've been in here at night on a hazy night in the summer, you'd be right over top of the airport and still have a hard time seeing it.
Mm-hmm. So.
Is there a plan to put runway lights along Taxiway Alpha? I guess it'd be the west side of the taxiway. Is that what the
hangars
are for?
In the future, as part of the taxiway project, we realized that we don't have taxiway lights there for some reason, and when we dug that up to do the overlay into the driveways, we put two conduits in under each one.
Okay.
So eventually, we'll have taxiway lights on that side. It's just not anything we've got programmed right now.